This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I feel sorry for Democrats, but they bring their misery on themselves. And you know what I'm talking about. You've seen these people who are self-destructive. It's difficult to feel empathy for somebody who is self-destructive. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We've all known these people. People who just, there's something inside of their nature that just says, I'm going to do the wrong thing. And you say you want them. If you have kids, kids all have this, quote, self-destructive phase. I believe this wholeheartedly. But the reason why kids can get away with this is because they're stupid. You know, you have a toddler that goes over and wants to stick his finger in an outlet. It isn't because he's being self-destructive necessarily. It's because he's stupid. He doesn't have the knowledge to know what's going to happen when they stick that fork in the outlet. So we've done things as Americans, for the most part, we say, hey, let's do a fault, you know, like a breaker in that circuit. So if a kid does that, it stops them from doing it. Or you baby-proof, right? You put those little plastic inserts in there so they can't stick them in there. And then as they grow older, you say, hey, the reason these little plastic inserts are in there and this little breaker thing is on here is because when you were young, you were really stupid. And we didn't want you to stick your fork in the outlet. So we prevented you from doing this. This is how we parented. The problem is, sometimes you need to stick your doggone fork in the outlet and see it for yourself. I did it, and it got black. It threw the breaker, and my grandfather said, boy, what the heck are you doing? Put that fork in there. You know you hurt yourself. And he came over and slapped me upside the head. And then he took me and showed me the breaker panel. And these are the glass breakers. He had to unscrew it and do that, and it left that black stain on that plastic on that outlet for a long time. Every time I walked by that outlet, I looked at it and went, ooh, I did that. I remember doing that. That was stupid. I did that. And, of course, I got the little jolt of electricity and luckily didn't kill myself. But he went on to explain it. See, we don't let kids make these mistakes, and we don't go on to explain anything, and we don't explain the breaker boxes and all the other things that happen that you shut down the TV, the toaster, and all this other stuff when you did that. There's no repercussions. There's no ramifications. We were kids. And when it got explained, you learned it and you passed that knowledge on. And quite frankly, if you're smart, you'll set up an experiment and show your kids, let me show you what would happen if you did something stupid. And so we have a plethora of opportunities to do this. You want to know how? You can go on YouTube and say, let me show you some stupid stuff people do. There are entire shows made up of stupid things that people do. A lot of them are political. Anyway, imagine being wrong, which is what Democrats are, leftists. And for the record, so are some Republicans. It's mostly leftists. I really don't want people focusing on Democrat and Republican. Wrong is wrong. It just turns out that most of these leftists are the ones who are wrong. But imagine being wrong and you want to kill the people who are telling you that you're wrong. The people who are teachers. Imagine if you were a child, but you had power over a parent. And your parent said, don't stick that fork in the outlet. And you said, shut up. You can't tell me what to do. I have power over you. And they go stick that fork in the outlet anyway. But instead of, before they do that, they say, you know what, I'm going to kill you for trying to explain to me how this could kill me. I want you to understand, this is where Democrats are. They are so destructive that they want to hurt you for trying to keep them safe. You say, we can't have open borders. It opens us up to disease. It opens us up to drug dealers. It opens us up to terrorism. Oh, you better shut up. I'll come over there and kill you. That's the logic. Well, wait a minute. Do you want your child exposed to disease? We have an entire system called the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, that monitors how things get in and out of the country. If you've got a cough on an airplane, they can quarantine it and on and on. And you want open borders. Do you understand the illogical nature of what you're saying? I'll come over there and kill you. They don't care. We have a serious drug problem in America. Opioid crisis. Fentanyl. Oh, you know what? I don't care. Open borders is good. Don't make me come shoot you, Scalise. Don't make me put a toe tag on the president. You know, because he's a racist and he's a this and he's a xenophobe. You want to protect them. You want to protect their finances. You know what? We need to hold our trading partners to make sure that they do what we do. And, that, you know, it's a fair trade system. That it's all, everybody's benefiting. Who are you to go over and mess with our partners? They don't care about the economy. I mean, unbelievable. Speaking of which, Nancy Pelosi was forced to pass USMCA, which is the deal between Canada and Mexico. And the United States, I want you to understand, while they're trying to impeach President Trump, he gets a major piece of legislation passed. Can you imagine the kidney stone that Nancy Pelosi passed in order to make that legislation happen? She's got to give credit to President Trump for getting rid of NAFTA, setting up a trade deal that has already shown benefit to America in the way of how Mexico treats us. And what they're doing to protect the border and the way that Canada treats us in terms of our lumber industry and our milk and others, already showing benefits. Unbelievable, boy. Democrats, folks, are the people who kill their parents. They kill teachers. They kill anybody trying to impart knowledge on them because they don't want to be wrong. And look, we got a lot to talk about today. Horrible news for the Democrats' post-impeachment hoax. And we're going to cover this in a variety of what I think are clever ways. The Democrats cannot celebrate the IG report. Even though Michael Horowitz tried to put the lipstick on that pig, it is still an ugly report for them. But it's worse than that because so much is looming. And here's what's about to happen. They're about to get some knowledge dropped on them. And the sad news for Democrats is they can't shoot the messengers. There's too many messengers now. There are too many people that know what's going on. The jig is up. I want to still come back and explain the psychology of being wrong, but I want to wrap it into this concept of what's about to happen for the Democrats. They're going to have a Christmas season they hate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are increasingly taking aim at each other, trying to draw distinct differences in a still crowded field. But the newest candidate is already under fire, forced to explain some of his comments less than 2 weeks after he launched his campaign.
This morning, Michael Bloomberg facing new accusations of being racially out of touch.
Cory Booker endorsed me a number of times, and I endorsed Cory Booker a number of times. Mm-hmm. He's very well spoken. He's got some good ideas.
The former New York City mayor with that controversial remark in his first major interview since joining the presidential race. Senator Cory Booker saying he was taken aback, but telling our Rachel Scott that Bloomberg has since reached out.
Whoever is our nominee should not have to be explained to about why comments like that can be found to be so offensive to a very important part of our constituency.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That level of crazy, I don't even understand. Let me just help break this down for you. Bloomberg makes a comment. He says, yeah, Cory Booker, he's very well-spoken, blah, blah, blah. And Cory Booker, that kind of language, what kind of language? I mean, have you met someone and you said, oh, my gosh, you know, I was at an event and I met this guy who was so well spoken. That's a compliment. But suddenly, that's negative. Oh, what's he saying? Black people can't be well-spoken. Yeah, some black people are not well-spoken. Some white people are not well-spoken. Some Asians are not well-spoken. There are people that I know are extremely smart, extremely bright. They're not well-spoken. You ask them about math or physics or whatever, and they know a lot. I'm not even talking about the intellect. I'm just saying they can't convey a thought in a way that you go, wow, that's really, you know, amazing. You know, they were so clear and concise. And there is nothing wrong with saying well-spoken, unless you're a Democrat. Barack Obama, look, don't misunderstand me. When they say, oh, he's articulate and clean. If he had said, well, he's very articulate, you can't say that word anymore to black folks because now it's a trigger. Look, if you want to say I'm well-spoken, if you want to say Kevin Jackson is articulate, you got my permission. This is the world leftists live in. But that clip gets even better because Bloomberg, who, by the way, I told you guys, would get no traction. People are like, oh, Bloomberg, he'll put up a pretty serious fight. He's got a lot of money. I don't care if Bloomberg was worth $200 billion and he could give everybody $50,000 to vote for him. He still wouldn't win. It takes more than that. And that's what vexes the left. They don't understand what is it that Trump has. Trump has two things. I'm going to tell you right now, he's got two things going for him. One, he's coming off on the heels of one of the most ineffective, supposedly articulate and clean people on the face of the planet who did nothing for America, particularly black America, and Donald Trump is doing something. That is huge. And secondly, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He knows how to leverage your inactivity, do something positive, and then say, see how he did nothing and I did something? The gap for that is bigger than you can even imagine. See, it's one thing to be incrementally better than somebody, but when this dude is a complete failure and you are a rock star, you have made the widest chasm between. There are Democrats going, man, I hate I voted for Barack Obama. I've talked to them, so don't tell me they don't exist. They hated it. Anyway, here's the rest of this clip.
Bloomberg now on defense.
I probably shouldn't have used the word, but I can just tell you he is a friend of mine and he is a Rhodes Scholar.
The campaign heating up with the Iowa caucuses less than 2 months away. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Mayor Pete Buttigieg locked in an escalating war of words.
So you wouldn't call it a feud, a beef, a rivalry?
I call it a competition. Look, everybody running for president needs to be able to explain why each of us is better than the others.
Warren taking shots at Mayor Pete for his closed-door fundraisers.
Senator Warren, you said that you wouldn't bash your fellow Democrats in the race, and yet you have called out Mayor Pete Buttigieg by name on a variety of issues. Are the gloves off now?
No, I just see this as, look, from the very beginning when I got in this race, what was important to me is the issue of corruption. And the way we build a grassroots movement is not by going behind closed doors, selling access to time, giving special titles and special access to bundlers.
Buttigieg arguing Warren had attended similar events in the past.
She was for it before she was against it.
In Iowa, Joe Biden barnstorming the state on his no malarkey bus, still answering questions over this fiery exchange.
You're selling access to the president just like he was. So
you're a damn liar, man. That's not true.
That voter attacking Biden about his age and his son Hunter, the former vice president now expressing just one regret.
I probably shouldn't have challenged him to push-ups.
And back to Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's addressing a growing chorus of questions about his work overseas with a prestigious consulting firm called McKinsey & Company. We know very little about his time there, but Buttigieg says he's now urging McKinsey to release him from a non-disclosure agreement along with a full list of his clients.
Great reporting there, and I've seen some reporting indicating that progressives are about to launch a pretty big attack on Buttigieg because they are worried about him from the left flank of the party.
There is a big divide within the party right now.
Yep.
A little bit of Democrat infighting going on, huh? Yeah, they all have their issues, people. All of them. Every single one of them. But he says, I love when Bloomberg comes back and says, well, maybe I shouldn't have used that word. What word? Well-spoken? Wow. And then they talk about that was controversial. The article goes on, Warren and Buttigieg in a war of words. And then Buttigieg says, no, it's just competition. Here's what's funny. The Democrats want to be jovial and act as if they all get along with one another. In fact, they don't. That is what I keep trying to explain to people. They do not get along with one another. It is a scam. It is a front. And if you think that they're going to, they've already done it. I mean, we talked about Harris going after Joe Biden on his racism. You think that's over? By the way, they found a clip of Joe Biden supposedly praising the Confederate flag. Who do you think dug that up? You think it was Republican operatives? You think the Trump team went out looking for this? It was probably a Democrat that dug this stuff up. Probably Tulsi Gabbard. She's been, you know, been able to get to some of these people in a great way. She is probably the main one of the main reasons Harris didn't get any traction outside of Harris herself. Tulsi's the number one and number two. And others that have fallen by the wayside. They can't get traction. I've talked about these two multi-billionaires. Pardon me, they could buy their way into the election and they can't get any traction. It's not as easy as you think. Trump says, I make cool look easy. But here's Warren, still on the campaign stump, apologizing for lying about her heritage. Here it is. Oh, you know what? We'll come back in with it. But she's still apologizing for this. And I want to, when we do come back, I also want to talk about this, these fundraisers she said she wouldn't attend.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As your 401k plan continues to grow, the Trump administration's trade deals combined with provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act will make 2020 a boom year. That's at least according to White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
It's going to be a boom year in 2020 for the American economy. I'm looking at growth closer to 3% to 2%. I'm looking at the Dow well over 30,000. I predicted that several months ago, that if we got USMCA and interest rates down, that we'd get over 30,000. It's going to be a great year for America.
President Trump is wishing troops serving overseas a Merry Christmas. The president held a video conference with members of the military from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. He told them that they make everything possible with their sacrifices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But let me ask you this. The allegation is this. Yes, Andrew McCabe said that. But he also said they didn't have enough that either part wasn't enough, but together it was enough.
They bootstrapped this dossier up. This is like we said this months ago. We believe they did it. This memo now shows they did it. The facts now demonstrate that they bootstrapped this dossier up into legit intelligence to go get a warrant. And as I said before, they did it four times.
When is the dossier?
Not
how many
people paid for it.
Your viewers,
the dossier is not fully confirmed, but it's not fully
confirmed. Don't you think your viewers would believe that a judge making the critical decision on whether to spy on an American should know whether the Democrats were paying for a particular opposition research? Don't you think that that would be a material fact? Most of the prosecutors would agree that when you go in to ask for a warrant, you've got to give them both the good and the bad. So you don't believe political, I believe they said there was a political, there was
context.
A political context to it.
Well,
you don't see that as enough?
Well, I mean, obviously.
I'm just asking you.
Obviously, everything that was done was a political context.
It was done in the context of a
There were no political specifics that were offered.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Representative Jim Jordan and Representative Mark Meadows essentially grilling Chuck Todd over his hypotheticals. Chuck Todd, what a joke. How do you even try to rationalize any of this? You have fruit of a poison tree. You have people who altered documents, altered them to such a degree that it completely misrepresented it. Completely. And you want to sit up there and go, well, let me play devil's advocate. There was a bunch of other evidence that was used with this bogus, fake documents, dossier. There's all these other things. What other things? If the premise for everything that you're doing is based on a fake document, and you go, oh, yeah, but then we uncovered this. You uncovered what? Let me put it to you this way. There is nothing. Nothing, zero, zilch, nada about this case against President Trump that holds water. It doesn't hold water in court, doesn't hold water in the court of public opinion, and it doesn't hold water in the most important thing that God gave you, which is common sense. Yet a guy who hated Trump, former MI6, who faked the document, he was cajoled to do it because of his hatred of Trump, and some Republican operatives who started this, they abandoned it when they went, this is stupid. The Democrats picked it up, bought it, got Fusion GPS and a host of other characters to do it, enlisted the media to try to credentialize it, and the rest is history. Everything else is fabricated as well. Oh, Trump was with prostitutes. He was with this in Ukraine. They are holding this information against him. This is why he's Putin's puppet and a host of other stuff that are nothing but egregious lies. Lie after lie after lie on top of lie. And they act as if they have some, you know, leg to stand on. Here's Chuck Tuck. Well, let me play devil's advocate here for the lies. It's unbelievable what these people try to get away with. Rolling Stone. Reported this. Rolling Stone. probably one of the most leftist rags on the planet. Officials on the Crossfire Hurricane Trump Russia investigators went to extraordinary, almost comical lengths to seek surveillance authority of figures like Trump aide Carter Page. In one episode, an FBI attorney inserted the words "not a source" in an email he'd received from another government agency. This disguised the fact that Page had been an informant for that agency and had dutifully told the government in real time about being approached by Russian intelligence. The attorney then passed on the email to an FBI supervisory special agent who signed a FISA warrant application on Page that held that those Russian contacts against Page without disclosing his informant role. So in other words, Page gets information from Russians that say, look, they're doing this. And he immediately goes to the FBI and he says, hey, look, here's what's going on. Russian intelligence approached me about this, and they said, no, he's the one who's an informant for the Russians. We need to investigate him. Likewise, they go on, the use of reports by ex-spy campaign researcher Christopher Steele in pursuit of FISA authority had far-reaching ramifications. Not only did obtaining a FISA warrant allow authorities a window into other Trump figures with whom Page communicated, but they led to a slew of leaked, quote, bombshell news stories that advanced many public misconceptions, including that the court had ruled there was probable cause that Trump was a figure, that a Trump figure was an agent of the foreign power. I'm going to play this mashup again because people need to understand how big of a role the media played in selling this BS lie. And I really want to say the word. I wish it was just a podcast, because I would just blow up at these clowns. But here's that mashup again.
Parts of the now infamous dossier on Trump have proven to be true.
I know the history of the dossier, but it hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated. Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
This discredited dossier,
it
which
hasn't
was
been
paid
discredited.
For, paid for.
Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there. The meeting.
Some of the substantive content of the dossier we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources, in which we had very high confidence.
We know that with the FISA application, the relevant parts of Christopher Steele's dossier were corroborated.
Say that if the application included information from the dossier, it would only be after the FBI had, in fact, corroborated information through its own investigation.
We also know that as time goes on, more and more parts of the Steele dossier get corroborated.
So when the president just refers to it as fake dossier, that is false.
I don't think that is the accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier.
Clear, investigators have corroborated part of the dossier.
The dossier has been corroborated by the intelligence community.
U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier, although
we do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
It's not been corroborated, but it hasn't been disproven either.
Is there anything in the dossier that has been disproven?
No.
But not one thing has been disproven. No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven.
To date, none of it has been disproven. And whole big parts of it are holding up.
The dossier holds up well. None of it has been disproven.
All of the allegations in it, I don't know that anything has been disproven. It's a fact that none of it, not one word, has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
Former high-ranking intelligence officials have told us on the record that there is nothing in the Steele dossier that they know to have been disproven. Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Do you not accept that?
I don't agree with that, Alice.
This is our reporting, and this is what crime-fighting agencies have said, that the FBI would not have just taken a dossier to the FISA court and used that as their predicate for the surveillance. They had to corroborate it themselves. That's how they operate.
As you listen to that, I want you to just consider how the media tried to sell it. Like, you must believe that this has been corroborated. It's corroborated. A pack of lies. And to call them media, why don't they just say what they really are? They're nothing more than a tool of the left for disinformation. And they say the Russians are bad. The Democrats are far worse than any Russians I've ever seen. But I want to go on. Rolling Stone. This is a Rolling Stone article, folks. This is not Kevin Jackson's words. This is Rolling Stone. They said there are too many to list in one column, but the horrorist report shows years of breathless headlines were wrong. Some key points. The so-called Steele dossier was actually crucial to the FBI's decision to seek surveillance of Page. Press figures have derided the idea that Steele was crucial to the FISA application, with some insisting it was only a small part of the application. But Horowitz is clear. We determined that the Crossfire Hurricane team's receipt of Steele's election reporting on September 19, 2016, played a central and essential role in the FBI's and the department's decision to seek the FISA order. Central and essential. Not a small part. The report describes how, prior to receiving Steele's reports, the FBI General Counsel, OGC, and the National Security Division Office of Intelligence wouldn't budge on seeking the FISA authority. But after getting the reports, the OGC unit chief said receipt of Steele's reporting changed her mind on whether they could establish probable cause. Meanwhile, the OI unit chief said Steele's reports were, quote, what kind of pushed it over the line. There is no FISA warrant without Steele. That's the fact. There is no FISA warrant without Steele. That's Horowitz. How we got to here, it's like asking a question of anything that we discuss with respect to policy. How do we get to where we can't protect our borders? How do we get to where we can't arm ourselves in order to protect ourselves against criminals and or an overstepping government? How is it that we get to where we are mean-spirited, crazy people for fighting for the lives of children? And on and on. I could go on and ask many of these crazy questions, right? Anyway, I got to take a short break. We'll be
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Y'all want to hear some crazy? Hank Johnson essentially says that Donald Trump, being the leader of the free world, in negotiating with Ukraine, it's extortion because we are too powerful. Well, isn't that true of anybody? Isn't that true of Kim Jong-un? Isn't that true of Trudeau, Macron? Isn't it true of all of them? Are we too powerful, theoretically? We are the most powerful country in the world, bar none. China can have 1.6 billion people, and the United States can take them out. That's how powerful we are. So powerful, they have to steal our secrets. They don't have the intellect to develop things on their own to get around us, to best us. They have to steal it. I'm not making this up. It's a fact. But here's Hank Johnson essentially saying the president of the United States is holding children hostage when he's negotiating with these world leaders.
He looked weak. Well, I tell you, that brings to mind the picture
of President Trump and President Zelensky meeting in New York in September at the UN. And a big chair for President Trump, little chair for President Zelensky, big 6'4" President Trump, 5'11" Mr. Zelensky, President Zelensky, and they're standing there, and President Trump is holding court, and he says, "Oh, by the way, no pressure." And you saw President Zelensky shaking his head as if his daughter was downstairs in the basement duct taped. I mean, there's an imbalance of power in that relationship. It always has been. And there's no way that the nation of Ukraine can stand up to the power of the United States of America. And President Trump used that unequal bargaining position. He leveraged.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. These leftists are a bunch of lunatics, man. And I lose patience with them because it's just, some of their stuff is just so over the top. It's like, shut up, man. Seriously? Shut up, Hank Johnson. Here's what's sad. There are people that elected this dude. And you know what? The majority of them are black. They elected this clown to represent them. They wonder why I call him the Congressional Black Circus. Because it is nothing but a bunch of clowns. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. I was talking about this Rolling Stone article. Rolling Stone is a leftist magazine, folks. And the guy writing this article, you would think he worked for the Trump campaign. He's explained that the Steele dossier is phony, and it was critical for the FBI's decision to surveil Carter Page that started all the dominoes on the rest of this farce that we've been dealing with and paying for all these years, leading to the Mueller report and now leading into Ukraine. Central and essential and role that dossier played. And here's what's interesting. Now a president is sitting with a kangaroo court, articles of impeachment against him by Democrats over all of the nonsense that has led up to this. If you don't think this is going to backfire on the Democrats, you're not paying attention. It already has. It's begun. You talked about all these different things that led up to the FISA court saying, yeah, based on Steele dossier, we can move forward. We can go ahead. Then he goes into the Nunez memo. He writes this, Democrats are not going to want to hear this since conventional wisdom says former House Intelligence Chief Devin Nunes is a conspiratorial evildoer, but the Horowitz report ratifies the major claims of the infamous Nunez memo. As noted, Horowitz establishes that Steele's report was crucial to the FISA process, even using the same language Nunez used, essential. He also confirms that Nunez's assertion that the FBI double-dipped in citing both Steele and a September 23, 2016 Yahoo News story using Steele as an unnamed source. Horowitz listed the idea that Steele did not directly provide information to the press as one of the seven significant inaccuracies or omissions in the first FISA application. They knew this. They knew Steele didn't put this to the press because the FBI leaked it to the press. They needed to credentialize this bogus report. Horowitz, he writes, also verifies a claim that Steele was, quote, closed for cause for talking to the media, which is, means officially cut off as a confidential human source to the FBI. He shows that Steele continued to talk to Justice official Bruce Orr before and after Steele's former relationship with the FBI ended. His report confirmed that Steele's information had not been corroborated when the FISA application was submitted, which was another Nunez key point. He said there was gnashing of teeth when Nunez first released his memo in January 2018. The press universally crapped on his letter with a Washington Post piece calling it a joke and a sham. I'm going to stop there for just a second because I want you to understand what's happening here. Nunez gives you the truth. He says, here's all the inconsistencies in this. And you know what the press does? It doesn't verify anything. It goes on with the same narrative, and it says, it degrades, it tries to minimize the truth. That's what they did. It's not even a question. They wanted to minimize the truth. They said, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slammed Nunez for the release of a, quote, bogus document. New York Senator Chuck Schumer said the memo was intended to, quote, sow conspiracy theories and attack the integrity of federal law enforcement. See, again, the FBI to the left, when they want to use them for their nefarious means, are amazing. They were the best. They were led by the best leaders. How dare you impugn the reputation of the FBI? Why dare you? How dare you? It's pretty easy when they do what they do. It says Horowitz report says all of the caterwauling was off base. It also undercuts many of the assertions made in a ballyhooed response letter by Nunez's counterpart, Adam Schiff, who described the FBI's, quote, reasonable basis for deeming Steele credible. Go back and listen to that mashup. I played it in both hours. Listen to these media types explain confidential sources, all of the clandestine agencies, the spy agencies, everybody is corroborating the Steele dossier. We have it from this source. We have it from unnamed sources. What I would do is subpoena every one of these people and say, name them. Name the liars that told you this was legit. Name them. Schiff says the FBI had reasonable basis for deeming Steele credible. Says the report is especially hostile to Schiff's claim that the FBI provided additional information obtained through multiple independent sources that corroborated Steele's reporting. See, this is why I can't wait to get Schiff's little shifty butt in front of a Senate committee that says, produce it. Remember when Schiff said he had evidence of Russian tampering President Trump? Produce it. Where's this evidence you say you have with 100% authority and certainty? I want to see it. If you can't produce it, you need to get your butt out of Congress. It says, in fact, this guy writes, far from confirming the Steele material, the FBI over time seems mainly to have uncovered more and more reasons to run screaming from Steele. To wit, the Steele dossier was an internet rumor, and corroboration for the P-tape story was zero. The P-tape, where supposedly Russian prostitutes were peeing on President Trump, on Donald Trump. The Steele report reads like a pile of rumors surrounded by public information pulled off the internet, and the Horowitz report does nothing to dispel this notion. At the time the FBI submitted its first application, Horowitz writes, it had corroborated limited information in Steele's election reporting, and most of that was publicly available information. Horowitz says of Steele's reports, the CIA viewed it as an internet rumor. Worse, he says, and this part should be tattooed on the heads of Russian truthers, the FBI's interview of Steele's sources revealed Steele embellished the most explosive parts of his report. The P-tape story, which inspired countless grave headlines and plunged the Trump presidency into crisis before it began, was, this source said, based on a conversation that he or she had over beers with the sexual allegations made in jest. And this is what Comey's FBI took to get FISA warrants and ruin the lives of many people. That's how Democrats do it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.